Time now to talk a little bit of cricket, and we're hoping that Australia get out onto the field tonight over there in Taunton when they take on the Pakistan cricket team, and to talk a little bit about the World Cup. Mark Junior War. Morning, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. What have you made of the tournament so far?
It's been pretty good. A few upsets, obviously, with a couple of bigger teams losing early on the tournament. A bit of rain around, which is, hasn't been great for a few games, but I think the top sort of three or four teams are sort of, you know, looking pretty good. No, England, India, probably New Zealand, Australia. I mean, they had the hiccup against India, but I think, they're still going pretty well at this stage of the tournament.
Rain, unfortunately, has ruined the last two nights, Mark. And again, it's forecast rain for tonight's game due to kick off the Aussies up against Pakistan at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal. I mean, sometimes you get these beautiful summers in England where it doesn't rain at all, and then you get the summers where you get your rain, and hopefully we get on tonight, because I think it's going to be a good test of where we are at in the tournament. Pakistan, they beat England last week, so they're very dangerous, and it'll be interesting to see how we bounce back after the loss to India.
It looks as though Marcus Stoinis, he picked up a side strain, and there's a chance that he could be ruled out of the tournament and Mitch Marsh replaces him. If Stoinis is out, how big a blow is that to Australia's chances?
Well, I think Mitch Marsh is a pretty good replacement, pretty much a like-for-like sort of player. They both bat and bowl, big, strong hitters of the ball. You know, they can bowl a decent pace. So, you know, I see that not as a real blow. I know Stoinis is, he'd be disappointed, but I think it's a pretty like-for-like replacement. So I think we've got bigger worries. You know, I think our third bowling option is an area we need to look at, probably our spin option. And that top order, we need to sort of get off to a bit better start or a quicker start, to be more dangerous. So there's areas we need to improve in, but I think Mitch Marsh will do well.
Okay. So tonight, mate, would you, with Stoinis out with that side strain, would you bring Sean Marsh in as a batting option, or you think you're worried about that third seamer? Would a Berendorf come in?
Well, I think we definitely need to think about the third seamer regardless of the Stoinis situation. Nathan Coulton, whilst he obviously batted well to win us the game against the West Indies, he's in the team to take wickets. So third option needs to be better. And I think they'll probably look at Berendorf or Kane Richardson. Kane Richardson, the bonus with him is he can actually bowl at the death. You know, we need a good death bowl as well. We just didn't execute our Yorkers well enough against India. So, you know, that option just depends what sort of makeup they want of the team. But I think we need to change that third seaming option. And I think Nathan Lyon's got a really good chance of coming in for Zampa. I don't think we'll play two spinners, obviously. But no. I just think Nathan Lyon might be a better option than Zampa, who's looked a little bit out of form in the first three games. And I definitely think about bringing Sean Marsh in anyway for Usman Khawaja. I know it's a tough call, but I just think Usman Khawaja looks a little bit shot mentally against a short ball, and he's probably going to get a fair bit of that against Pakistan if we play tonight.
I thought that was one of his strengths, Junior.
Yeah, I didn't have a concern about it going into the tournament, but it's, you know, he did get hit in the practice game, but on the rough.
Oh, right, yep.
Once you do get hit, things can start to play up in your mind, and I think we saw that in the match against the West Indies, where he looked totally all at sea against the short ball. He's always been a good player, the short ball, but once you get hit, things change a little bit. So no doubt he's working on it. He's a very good player, but I think the Australian team probably need to make a call sooner rather than later whether he's going to be the man for the whole tournament. And I do think he's better opening Khawaja. I think Sean Marsh is a better number three. And unless you're going to drop Warner down the order, you know, Khawaja's not going to open. So, they need to tinker with the team, I think. And you've got the opportunity to do that. I mean, there's nine games and you're not going to play the same team every game. I think you need to give guys a bit of a run and sort out your best combination.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. What did you make of Virat Kohli calming the crowd to try and stop the booing for Steve Smith and then, of course, try and get the crowd to applaud him? And strangely enough, well, not strangely enough, Mark, that's the status of the man. They sort of did change their tempo.
Yeah, and I thought it was great. Unbelievable, really. Really good sportsmanship from Virat Kohli, who in the past has been a bit of a prickly competitor, hasn't he, on the field against the Australians. So, that was excellent. I thought it was a great gesture, and hopefully it sort of worked. You know, we get a bit sick of this booing. I mean, I know you're allowed to boo, but it's a bit monotonous. And so I thought that was a great piece of work by Virat Kohli. So I'm sure Steve Smith appreciated it. It doesn't seem to be worrying Smithy, though. He's batting beautifully. He's, the booing doesn't seem to affect him. So you know, that's a good sign anyway.
Yeah. England in your mind still the favourites?
I think they are, yeah. Look, yeah. You just got to look at the way they bat. You know, they're so fearless, and I think we need to bat a bit like them. You know,
okay.
I mean, their batting is so dangerous all the way through. I know you can't be reckless, but there's a difference between being reckless and sort of being fearless and really putting pressure back on the bowlers. You know, I just see them having so many dangerous players. You know, they've just got a good all-round team, so... But once you get to the semis, it's game on. Anyone can win it. So, you know, whilst Australia would be disappointed with the loss against India, it's not a total disaster. We did play reasonably well at certain times in that game. But I think our batting probably just needs a slightly different approach. I would have put Glenn Maxwell at number four the other night, actually, when we were chasing that big total. I would have changed the order around a bit. So I just think we need to be a little bit more flexible at certain times against different opposition.
All right. Important things now, mate. I think you've got news fan, white boots and Oxford tycoon all up for Saturday at Rosehill.
Yeah, look, I think news fan and white boots will definitely run. Oxford tycoon, actually, he won't run. He got loose yesterday when he was at track work and did a few laps, so he'll probably stay for the week after. So that,
okay.
I think he's fine, but the other two will definitely run. So, yeah, looking forward to the weekend, mate. Barrier draws will be important, and the strength of the field is actually really strong at the moment.
Mate, there's no easy race anywhere, Mark, is there?
No, there's not. And we've seen big fields in Sydney, haven't we? So it won't be easy for either of them.
What about your doggies, mate? Geez, they're going good.
Doggies? I've forgotten about the doggies.
Oh, poor
did you watch them on Sunday?
I watched a bit of it. No, I didn't watch most of it. No. Yeah, geez. No. I did myself a favour, didn't I?
Yeah, they weren't great, mate. They weren't great.
No, but they'll be right.
You never know.
They'll come home with the big run.
Well, they could. They've done it before, the dogs.
They have, yeah. Don't write them off yet, Lozzer.
No, I won't, mate. I won't. I'll keep an eye on them.
New South Wales.
Oh,
well, that's not Laurie's problem anymore, mate.
I can just be critical now.
It's easier when you're a commentator and an expert, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot easier.
He should have come on.
Oh, how good is it?
All right, mate. We'll be listening tonight. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, see you, boys. Bye.